This is the Flower Power Hour.
This just in.
It comes in, it must go out. Testicles deviant to Fudd's Law.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Flag. This is Ken and MJ's Flower Power Hour.
Featuring the magic of George Harrison this hour. That was him playing lead with Badfinger on Day After Day, and also with the Plastic Ono Band on Instant Karma.
He and Bob Dylan played together on the Dylan tune If Not For You, and we also heard George with the Beatles on I, Me, Mine.
I got a question for you.
What were you doing in December of 69, baby?
Well, I was a junior in high school, but I had already seen the Beatles back when I was about 12, I think.
I'm jealous. I never got to see him. In 69, I was doing the all-night show in Lansing, Michigan. In December of that year, George Harrison went on a tour with Delaney and Bonnie.
And from that tour, we heard George on a cut called Poor Elijah. That tour was where George first got into playing slide guitar.
She's my awesome wife, MJ. I'm Ken Rundle. And we're now spreading peace and love on over 125 radio stations.
From Scotland to South Africa, and from Philly to the Philippines.
From Slovakia to Bolivia, and from New York to New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Hello there. It's Annie Haslam from Renaissance, and you're digging the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Let your freak flag fly.
Well, it's all.
Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring.
Two places at once when you're not anywhere at all.
Remember now. Thank you.
The Flower Power Hour. Warning, prolonged listening may lead to enlightenment. Proceed at your own risk.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Thinking about the times you drove in my car. Thinking that I might have drove you too far. And I'm thinking about the love that you laid on my table. I told you not to wander around in the dark. I told you about the swans that they live in the park. Then I told you about our kid, now he's married to Mabel.
See, a big change happened in 1966, particularly to John and myself, because a dentist we were having dinner with put this LSD in our coffee. Now, people who've taken that will know what I'm talking about, and anybody who hasn't taken it won't have a clue, because it transforms you. After that, I didn't need it ever again. That's the thing about LSD, you don't need it twice.
You've only taken it once?
Oh, no, I took it lots of times. But I only needed it once.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style.
The following program will not be broadcast at this time.
The Flower Power Hour.
A milestone in the history of broadcasting.
Keep making love, not war.
Oh, good idea.
Don't you think?
Remembering the incredible George Harrison this hour. From his solo days, we heard All Things Must Pass and Be Here Now.
And Badge from Cream, featuring George on lead, plus The End of the Line from his time with the Traveling Wilburys.
We also heard Something, a tune George wrote during a break while the Beatles were working on the White Album, but it didn't get released until Abbey Road.
George had the first line, Something in the Way She Moves, but he had a lot of trouble coming up with that second line.
So he considered Attracts Me Like a Pomegranate before he came up with Attracts Me Like No Other Lover.
Would have had a whole different feel if he stuck with that Attracts Me Like a Pomegranate, don't you think?
Yeah.
George Harrison loved gardening. Sometimes he'd go out gardening at midnight.
George was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, as a member of the Beatles in 88 and as a solo artist in 2004.
George called Ravi Shankar the only person who impressed him and the only person who never tried to impress him.
George was treated for throat cancer at the age of 55, and he died of lung cancer at age 58 at Paul McCartney's home in America.
He had his wife Olivia by his side until the end, and according to those present, his final words were,
"Everything else can wait, but the search for God cannot wait. Love one another."
Yeah, man, I can dig that.
Peace.
That's it, really. It's all love. Whichever way you look at it, it's all love. How much you can get from each other, and that's determined by how much you're giving to each other. But basically, that's it. I think it's the love that we can generate is equal to the love that we get back.
Yeah!
Amen.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love.
You've been listening to the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Join us again next time for more peace, love, and rock and roll.